AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. FBI agents were in a standoff today with a suspect as agents were serving a search warrant in Sunrise, Florida. Two of the agents were shot and killed. Three others were wounded. The FBI says the suspect is also dead. The search warrant in Florida was in connection with a case involving violent crimes against children. The Biden administration is trying to ramp up coronavirus vaccinations by getting the vaccine to pharmacies. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Trump administration had announced a drugstore partnership in November before any vaccines were approved. The White House is now taking the next step, saying 6,500 pharmacies around the country will get a total of 1 million doses starting next week.
This is a critical step to provide the public with convenient, trusted places to get vaccinated in their communities.
Coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients says up to 40,000 pharmacies could end up providing the vaccine as the supply grows. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is adding to his cabinet.
The yeas are 86, the nays are 13. The nomination is confirmed.
The Senate approved Pete Buttigieg's nomination for Transportation Secretary. Leading up to next week's Senate impeachment trial, House Democrats say the Senate should convict former President Trump and bar him from office because he endangered the lives of all members of Congress when he aimed a mob of supporters like a loaded cannon at the Capitol last month. Lawyers for the former president deny he incited rioters and call the upcoming Senate trial unconstitutional. A court in Moscow says Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny violated the terms of his probation while recuperating in Germany from nerve agent poisoning. He's being ordered to prison for 2.5 years. Snow continues to fall in parts of the Northeast. It's still closing coronavirus vaccination sites in cities like Mayor Bill de Blasio's New York.
Most sites are not open today. They'll be back strong tomorrow.
This is AP News. Actor Hal Holbrook has died. He was 95.
Hal Holbrook was Deep Throat in All the President's Men, telling a reporter,
"Just follow the money."
He was the widower who befriends Christopher McCandless in Into the Wild. He played Abraham Lincoln in two separate miniseries. He portrayed Mark Twain on stage for 50 years. Holbrook said in a 1993 AP interview during one performance as Twain, he made the horrible realization that his fly was open.
"I thought if I look down, the place will break up. We'll never get through the scene, if what I suspect is true. But finally, I had no choice. I looked down and it was true."
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Captain Tom Moore has died in Britain. He was a World War II veteran who walked into the hearts of a nation in a lockdown as he shuffled up and down his garden using his walker to raise money for healthcare workers. He brought in $40 million. Moore died after testing positive for the coronavirus. He was 100. Ed Donahue, AP News.